Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me one.
Because I go, oh, that's awesome that he's home for a while. I'm like, well, actually, it'll probably be awesome, and I'll hear from you on, like, Tuesday when, like, you start bitching.
No, it'll be Sunday. And welcome to Mama's and Below.
Nice.
Whatever.
Nice.
He doesn't like really that. Listen to us
Thanks.
Anymore.
No, I don't think he listens anymore. I think he's over it.
It's fine. And even if he hears it, he knows it's the truth, because I'll tell him, like, when do you leave again? So, it's fine.
Did he leave his passport again?
He did.
But, like, he left it with you?
He left it on his nightstand.
Why did it come out? Didn't you get off a ship and come back, get back on one?
I don't ask questions so that I don't murder. Okay?
I mean, okay.
I just...
Murder's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I gotta get you, like,
and then I gotta
lawyer.
Clean up after.
No, and I gotta find you lawyers and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I know a few, but I'd rather just not go through that whole process and just be like...
Even though I feel...
I need to start doing yoga. And just like,
even though I feel that I've watched enough movies that I can cover up a murder pretty
enough
good.
Lifetime.
Oh, I definitely can cover up a murder.
Yeah, and now I learned a new trick.
I've
thanks
watched
to Riverdale.
Breaking Bad. I know how to dissolve a body.
Thanks to Riverdale, we also know a new way to dissolve a body.
I'm not there yet. La la la. Okay, so
I didn't tell you who did
welcome
it.
Welcome to Mama's and Merlot, guys. My name is Vanessa.
I know what kind of plastic tub we need to buy to make sure that the
I do know that. I saw that episode of Breaking
don't
Bad.
Eat through the plastic. The,
I saw
through
that
the
episode.
Bathtub.
Yes. I am Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hola.
And Stephanie, who's chugging the last bit of
hello.
Wine. And happy Mean Girls Day.
Yay. Yay.
It's October 3rd.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd. So, and it's also a Wednesday.
It's also a Wednesday.
And
so
on Wednesdays,
if you're not
we
wearing
wear
pink,
pink,
please turn this podcast off right now.
And go put on a pink shirt.
You can't stay with
us. You can't stay with us.
Go put on a pink shirt. Pink something, even if it's somebody's
make it fetch
somebody's giant pink polo that you can borrow, but put it on.
I want my pink shirt back.
And now that you can start listening,
and welcome back now that you've put your pink on. Wee. Ooh, I was gonna ask you, well, last Friday, we're recording this before the Friday, but this Friday coming up, September 28th, the ColourPop Disney makeup line comes out.
I have been
I'm
waiting for
really
that
disappointed
red.
Disappointed that there's no Aurora on this collection.
Listen, all I know is I saw
I will
it.
Get that Snow White
I've
red,
been
though.
Waiting
That's
for that Snow White
Snow
red my entire life.
I want all of the lipsticks.
I
love the Ariel one. I'm very happy with it.
I have been waiting for that Snow White red lip.
I kind of want like to buy the whole set. Like the kit.
I think it was one.
There's a one. There's two sets. There's one that's 120 and there's one that's 110. And I want the one that's 110.
And what does the one that's 110 include? And how attached are you to the Snow White lipstick?
I'm actually, that's the one I'm least attached to because I don't really like
it. So maybe it's not going to look good on her skin. So no. Maybe we can.
It look good on horses. Sophie.
But no, does it like if you get the $120 one, it's like everything that's coming out in the collection?
I think so.
So can we just like go in on it all together?
Yeah. Like, but I need the red. But I.
Oh shit. No, I need
it. See, there's.
Well, we can order.
We can buy an extra red. $7.
It's not a big deal.
I don't know what it comes with. All I know is that I saw that red lipstick and I'm like, this is what I've been waiting for my whole life because the
it comes with the eyeshadow palette,
the 110. Which one are you looking at? The 110 or 112?
The 120. Sorry.
All right, I'll pull up the 110.
It comes with the designer eyeshadow palette. It comes with an additional like 4 eyeshadows. It comes with all the lipsticks. The Tiana red might look good on you. Oh, and the Jasmine Hot Pink looks really pretty too.
No,
Conti Belle, Cinderella.
And to you, sir.
Are you going to order pizza?
Yeah, seriously. Actually, I'm hungry.
Do you guys want to order food? I didn't ask because I figured you guys had eaten dinner already.
Also, yeah,
have you done anything with your room?
No, it looks the same.
No, he's moving out on Sunday.
Oh, then we don't have to worry about it. Okay.
All right, hang on. Please hold. 4 minutes in.
Oh, it's currently... Oh, sorry. It says currently closed, the one that we're supposed to be ordering from.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, welcome back to Mama's. We're trying to order food. So the ColourPop Disney collection comes out on Friday, and we're going to try to order it. And you'll hear on the next episode if we got it. Yay! Everybody's looking at their phones.
So no one's talking to me.
I know.
I'm trying to find out why James Lipton is leaving Inside the Actors Studio.
Really?
Yeah.
After all these years?
Yeah.
It says... No, yeah. It says that they're closed right now.
What?
Wait, now it's only 9:30. It's not even 9:30.
So wait. Delivery in 20 to 30 minutes. What okay. The fuck? Okay, wait. Let's just order.
Just put the order in. If it lets you do it, then whatever.
If I was a Transformer, my name would be Amazon Prime.
That's kind of amazing.
I love puns.
That's funny.
And it's funny. But I'm super excited for this makeup collection, you guys. That's what I was going to Instagram for, to see if they had the announced what time they were dropping so we can be prepared. So last week, this is actually coming out not this week, but next week. So by the time you're hearing this, 2 weeks ago, I went on a cruise and Stephanie went to, I was about to say Vegas. She went to
LA.
Los Angeles with our friend Missy. And they had a wonderful time.
And none for Gretchen Wieners.
What pizza are we ordering?
It's not working?
Oh, yeah. It says that 20 to 30 minutes.
Can we order thin and crispy or are people against that?
That's fine.
I like thin crust. So we would want what? I'm assuming one pizza. Hello, podcast listeners. You're going to hear our pizza order. So thin crust, yeah. What topping?
I mean, I'm fine with just cheese.
Yeah, me too.
Just cheese. I feel like that's the easiest thing for everybody.
Deal. Okay. And continue to your...
But ask Ale if
he's
he
wants... fine with cheese.
Yeah, but is one pizza going to be enough for all of us and Ale?
There's some leftover barbecue in the fridge. If he's still hungry, okay. He can eat that.
Okay. And now back to your regular scheduled program.
Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the makeup comes out.
So it's 3. It's
so this Friday at...
1.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
And by the time you hear this, it already came out. So on you if you didn't get it. So mean. So I went on a cruise and we went to Cuba, and I know that we have two very Cuban personalities plus me on this podcast.
I'm not that Cuban. I have very strong opinions about people going to Cuba, but
correct, but I'm not that Cuban.
Strong Cuban opinions on the podcast, is that better?
Fine,
sure.
Does that make you feel better?
Sure.
Did I offend your delicate Cuban sensibilities?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was just really fun. I couldn't help myself. I enjoyed this visit to Cuba a little bit more than the first time we went.
Okay.
Because I talked about this a little bit on WooBro, but I wanted to talk about it here with you guys because I felt like I was missing my Christy. And because we went, the first time we only went to Havana, and we were in Havana for like almost 48 hours. And I, like, we were actually, the ship was in Havana for 48 hours, but Neri and I only got off the ship for like 4 hours.
Okay.
Because Havana has like a touristy facade on it. Like, they've prettied it up a lot for the tourists. Like, all the tours you get, like, when you get in the classic cars or if you get in a bus or whatever that's going to take you on a tour of the city, they all go down the same streets. Like, they don't deviate from a certain, I don't...
Like, a route?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. They don't deviate from, like, a certain route. So they all go down, like, the same streets and, like, look at the same buildings and point out the hotels and, like, talk about what's being updated and what they're putting and, like, where the government is and this, that, and the other. So it's very pretty. It's been very much, like, maintained and restored, and, like, it's colorful. It's, like, all the pictures that you see, like, online and stuff. But if you are there and, like, you look down the streets that they don't take you, like, you just kind of, like, happen to turn your head, or if you're at a red light and you're looking around, like, everything behind the pretty buildings is falling apart. It's, like...
I mean, yeah, that's, like, one of the issues I have with it. I mean, it's, like, low on the totem pole, but it's...
Okay. Right, but it's, it like, seeing it and, like, hearing how the people are, like, oh, because... And then the way they talk about the government and the way they talk about, like, their leadership and all that stuff, you're just, like, no, you know, like, it's just... It's weird. Where are you going?
My card, it's asking me for the wrong card.
Oh. Should we wait for her?
You can pause it if you want.
Yeah, Cuba.
Okay. Chrissy's back. And
And we got pizzas for anybody that was interested in our plight.
Yeah, we ordered Domino. So I went, like I said, we were in Cuba and we were in Havana, and Havana just, like, was kind of sad to me. Like, I hated the pretense of it, and, like, I don't know. And the people weren't, like, fake happy. They were just, like, doing their job. And it wasn't, like, oh, everything's wonderful, everything's amazing. They were just, like, this is this, and this is what it is. And, you know, and, like, whatever. It is what it is. But me, knowing what I know, like, having Cuban friends, having grown up around the Cuban culture, and then, like, knowing that the person who's destroying my family's country, like, Venezuela, was super influenced by the guy who destroyed Cuba.
BFF, man.
Yeah, it was kind of like, to me, it was kind of like looking into Venezuela's future and, like, what's kind of happening there. So it was just kind of like, to me, it was depressing.
Yeah, and I could see, and, like, honestly, I'll tell you right now, like, as somebody, like, from the outside looking in, and I say that because we are Cuban, like, me and Steph are Cuban, but we're not Cuban.
You weren't born
Cuba
there.
Cubans. Yeah,
we weren't born there. Yeah.
So we didn't go through it like our families did. And I will tell you, like, what I hear from Venezuela is worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not even going to... That's not your future. Like, that's actually where...
It's, like, before the future.
Yeah, like, I feel like what's going on in Cuba is actually, like, better than what's currently happening in Venezuela.
This time, when we stopped... Because we stopped in three ports in Cuba. Because the other two ports we stopped at weren't really cities. They were more like towns. But we stopped in Havana, which we didn't get off the ship in Havana. We stopped in Cienfuegos. And we stopped in Santiago de Cuba.
I really want to sing right now.
You what?
I want to sing whenever you say Havana.
You want to sing Havana? Oh, na, na.
Sorry. I'm trying to lighten the mood here. Okay, people?
Well... That's why I don't want, like, I didn't...
Yeah, like, I'll tell you, like, as Cubans, that I just personally, like, I don't want to go. My mother has been to visit family and stuff like that, and she's constantly talking with family. But, like, I think as the cruise industry and stuff like that, like, people are going over there, I think you're at least going over there with... I don't want to use... I was about to say, I don't want to say because
Martha from Idaho is woke, though.
Martha from Idaho
is woke. I don't know how to... Like, I feel I sound weird saying, ow, lady. boob. Ow, no, wait, ow, boob. Get okay. Sorry. Lady just, like, clawed me in the boob. Like, I sound weird saying woke.
We all do.
No, I feel... I sound old. like saying woke.
Because you are.
Yeah. But so who's Martha from from Ohio?
Vanessa kind of told this story last night
a little bit, how like you, like she understood that like it was kind of like a facade and like she knew none of it was real or whatever. And I'm like, you probably know that because you've grown up the way that you've grown up. But like, does Martha from Idaho know that this is Cuba? Or is she like, oh my God, like how beautiful this is. Yeah. Look how cute. And they have all the cars. You know what I mean?
But so. She wasn't because, I like when I cruise with Neri, Neri stays in his cabin playing video games and I don't. I like to be out in the sun and I like to, you know, get my panda on. And so I was reading a book and I was reading, it's called Next Year in Havana. And I was reading it and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get in the hot tub and I'm like the last three pages, I'm going to finish it in the hot tub and then I'll go whatever, do whatever I need to do. And I get in the hot tub and there's this older lady sitting there and she was like, oh my God, I'm reading the same book. And then she and I started talking and I don't remember where she was from, but I decided to call her Martha from Idaho. And and she was actually woke. At least this Martha was woke because she was telling me like conversation that she had with her tour guide. And she was asking about the buildings that were more like dilapidated than other ones. And she told me she had watched the Cuba Libre documentary that's on Netflix, like an 8-part documentary, which now I didn't know it was there. So now I want to watch it. And she said that she watched it before the cruise and she's going to go home and watch it again to like kind of put.
I like that she did her research.
She did.
She was woke.
She was woke.
She got her book. Woke. She got her book prior to the cruise. Guys,
and the book is really cute if you want to read it. Like, I enjoyed it. And I liked, it's like a fictional love story that takes place in, and it's like one of those two timeline stories.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like back in the revolution era, Cuba, and now. And they get the girl and her grandmother and their love stories and, you know, being Cuban. And it was cool, like, reading the book, and it mentions, like, historical moments in Cuba's history, and then being in Cuba and like being in other cities, they're like, oh, this is Santa Clara is 70 kilometers away, and I was like, I know what that is and I know what happened there. And they're like, el 26 de julio, I'm like, I know what that is too. And like, because I know what kind of what happened in Cuba, but I don't know like all the battles and I don't know like, you know, everything. So this book, this like little novella that I read, it kind of did give me a little more like kind of what was happening a little bit. I know, not like this was fact, but like just kind of an idea. I'm not gonna say like I don't know, I really don't.
Well, my people appreciate you doing your research.
I mean, I appreciate that you like put that kind of effort into it and that you're aware of it. I don't think most people the Marthas from Idaho really do. I think they think a lot of people, dear white people, a lot of white people,
but they don't like so we have some new friends.
I feel like we should need to like change her name to like,
yeah, I really think we need like, to stop calling her Martha because we have a new friend called Martha.
Yeah, I think it should be like Rebecca from Boise.
Becky from Boise
like that.
So Becky's fine. Yeah, but I feel like the Beckys of the United States, like of white middle America,
yeah,
are going on these cruises because
oh, Cuba's so,
well, yeah, it's only that it's part of it is that, so yeah, exotic. It's old and it's like historic because it hasn't
and
been
the cars
updated.
Are so
but
cool.
Do you know why it hasn't been updated? Do you know why? Not you specifically.
No, yeah, yeah.
Do you know the why royal like view. Do you know why it looks like that? Do you know why it they can't do you know why there are no cars that are modern? Do you know why? And you're probably also going because you haven't been able to go for 6 years, so now it's like it's new and it's cool and it's like, you know, whatever. Most people don't know the like what they're doing, what they're contributing financially to, because if you're somewhere, that's my biggest issue. And that's my biggest issue with like cruising and going to the islands in general. Most of them aren't like crazy dictatorships, but like I'm not gonna go vacation in Caracas. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not gonna go. I've heard that Nicaragua has some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, but I'm not going there on vacation in the state it's in. I don't want to voluntarily go to a government to spend money in a country that has an oppressive government and that, you know, persecutes its people just for existing.
I agree 100%.
So that's my issue with Cuba. And I know like Neri likes to get on me. He's like, oh, so you don't want to go to a beautiful island with beautiful beaches? I'm like, yeah, I would love to go. I really would. But not under the circumstances where it is.
I completely understand
that.
I have
family there. I have family I've never met, cousins. My grandparents' farm, my grandmother's home is still there. Who know the fuck knows what it, but I know it's there. Somebody told me it's still standing. My grandmother's, also her four uncles were shot in their front lawn in front of their mother. Yeah. You know,
yeah, the book, yeah, that I just read, like, touched on that, like the parents, the great grandparents of the main character were Batista supporters,
right,
and their son was a revolutionary, mm-hmm, and he, like, and during, like, right before, like, the whole, like, upheaval thing, their son was murdered, and they dropped his body off in front of their house. Like, yeah, it was part of the story, and that's what happened.
They took these my four great uncles or whatever, they took them out to, like, un bosque somewhere, mm-hmm, in a campo, and they shot them, and they brought them back and left them on their mother's doorstep. Yeah, you know,
and that is actually what is happening in Venezuela right now.
Right,
like, so, people are being abducted, they're asking for ransoms, and they're getting the ransoms, and they're still killing the people that they're abducting.
Right, which is, like, the whole thing. With when I brought up Salt Bae in the other, yeah, episode, is because Salt Bae, for people that don't know who he is, he's like
the guy that flicks the salt.
He's an Instagram celebrity, and he has these, like, really expensive restaurants all over the world.
And he opened one in Miami.
He opened one in Miami, but it's like the cheapest steak is $250. Like, it's
good lord.
Yeah. So, but apparently he hosted Nicolas Maduro, mm-hmm, he started his restaurant in Istanbul. He's from Turkey. Hosted Nicolas Maduro, and not only did he do his whole, like, dog and pony show for him, but he also, like, gave him a t-shirt and was, like, smoking cigars with him, and, like, it was like, if it was like, if it,
like, he was just like a Joe Blow, like, just no, some random, not if
he was a Joe Blow, but, like, treated him like he would,
like, treat a random, like, celebrity,
like a head of state that, like, yeah, from, like, an actual, like, a nation that has, like, you know, respects its citizens' rights.
I was gonna say, like, the president of the United States, but no, not even that,
right? But he treated him the same as any other, like, foreign territory, right. And the thing is that, like, I there's a part of me that wants to give him the benefit of the doubt of, like, maybe he doesn't know what's going on in Venezuela, but I mean, you know that this guy, you know who he is, but the other thing is that
you could do, like, this guy, a smidgen of research.
This guy also, like, a couple of years ago, like, was posing in front of a mural of Castro. So
that's something that, while we were in Cuba, was really striking to me, is that Castro's face is everywhere.
Yeah.
Che's face is everywhere. Yeah. And I'm just like I don't, it's so hard for me to, like, reconcile those ideas, like, knowing, yeah, what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know a lot. I know it was horrific, right, but I don't know, like,
or, like, hipster assholes that wear a Che t-shirt.
Well,
like,
do you know? I wanted to, like, mention that. Really, we have some new friends over at the Pero Let Me Tell You podcast that we're going to hang out with them soon. And so I've been, like, listening,
yeah,
to their podcast. And I think it was, like, one of their earlier episodes where DJ, I believe, the one that's the lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in law school. And he happened to be in the library for, like, the entire day studying.
He went to law school in, like, Michigan. Yeah. He went to University of Michigan.
Yeah. So. And he was sitting across from somebody wearing a Che t-shirt. And he was, like, getting annoyed and frustrated. And he finally, like, asked him, he's like, hey, why are you wearing that shirt? But he asked him nicely.
They sell them at Hot Topic.
I think they said they don't sell them anymore. I think they pulled them because I haven't seen them in a long time.
But he asked the guy, why are you wearing that? Like, do you know who that is? Mm-hmm. And but it wasn't like, why the fuck are you wearing, right, it was, it a, like, aggressive. They were having a friendly conversation, just, like, you know, to get some dialogue, mm-hmm, or whatever. And the guy was like, oh yeah, this is Che, and he was like, he was super rich and all this stuff, like, and he was like, he wanted to support the, like, the positive sides of him, which, if you read the positive sides of Che, like, that he wanted to support the el pueblo, and he wanted, like,
well, the thing equality is, and you for everybody. See the Motorcycle Diaries.
Yeah.
That sensationalized.
Yeah.
Ooh. Che Guevara. Like, that showed him as this, like, youth and, like all this stuff. And, like, you never saw.
Do you know that that's the reason that David doesn't like Benicio del Toro?
Listen, there is so many, like, other reasons for people to dislike that dislike actors that I am not surprised. Because Jeff's dad hates freaking, I think it's, like, Jeff Bridges. Because he redid. I think it's, oh no, or Clint Eastwood or something. That whoever redid Forgiven or True Grit, whoever redid the
movie, Jeff Bridges,
yeah. He hates him because John Wayne never got an Oscar for it, or that the original person that their John Wayne took away somebody's Oscar that year for true. Like, it was something like crazy like that. I can't remember right now.
So yeah, so back to like, yeah, the motorcycle, like, they only see the glorified Motorcycle Diaries version of him, and they don't know the horrific things that this person did. So sometimes it really truly is just ignorance.
You need to wake people.
You need to wake them.
You need to wake them.
Woke them.
Make them woke. You wake them and they
become, and then they woke. Become woke.
I think that's how it goes.
So yeah. So like, that's why I didn't really like Havana. Like, it just seemed like very fake, very touristy, because I'm woke. But then we went to Cienfuegos, and that was like,
I feel Cienfuegos is different.
It is.
Because it's not...
It's more of a town.
Yeah.
It's really small. Like, to the point that the ship broke the pier.
Yeah, like,
that wasn't in Cienfuegos. That was in Santiago.
Oh, I was going to say, Cienfuegos, tell us the story, Vanessa, because that's amazing. Okay,
the ship that we were on is the smallest ship in Royal Caribbean's fleet, and it was too big for the port in Cienfuegos, so you have to tender. Yes. Like, you have to get on a little boat, and from the big boat to the little boat, and the little boat takes you to the island. And it was a really small town, and we went into the mountains. Like, we went to El Nicho, which is a national park, and we got to see a waterfall. And, like, we got to see, like, the natural beauty of the country, which I love that. And I liked the guy that gave us a ride. He was really friendly, and he was, like, we were talking to him about him and his life and, you know, what does he do when he's not driving taxis? And he was, like, oh, this is... And then, like, driving, because the park was like an hour away from the ship, he like had to drive through where his house was, and he's like, I live over here and this is this. And he was really nice. There's a lot less like propaganda graffiti in these towns. It's still there, but it's a lot less, and so it was a little bit easier to kind of forget that exists. And we got to just enjoy, like,
what? Sorry. Totally off topic. I want your shirt.
Oh, I took it from Patty.
I was going to say.
And it was just really, it was beautiful. Like, we enjoyed it. We had a natural day. And, like, the whole going back to the spending money in an awful government, like, mm-hmm. we got enough money to pay for our cab, and that was it. Like, mm-hmm. we tipped him extra. So it wasn't like we weren't shopping, we weren't eating there, like, we were just like...
But most people are going there to do that. I understand. Those kinds of
things. We didn't do that. Mm-hmm. And we were there, we were in Havana until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, I kind of want to go see the Tropicana, mm-hmm. because
that's what
it's the Tropicana, you know? But I also still have that, like, I don't want to be partying in Cuba. Mm-hmm. And then it was 9:30 and I fell asleep. So... because it's past my bedtime. But yeah, like, seeing the natural beauty of Cuba was great. And then going to Santiago de Cuba, it's like the second capital of Cuba. We ended up in a cemetery. So we saw where Fidel is buried. We saw where...
She took a shit on his grave.
Sorry, I wanted to. I
rolled my eyes when she said it. You just said it verbally. It's okay.
Neri's like, are you... He's like, what did he tell me? He's like, are you going to spit on his grave? I was like, no, I want to dance on it. Like, but you kind of can't because it's a giant boulder. Like, he's buried in a boulder.
Have you actually seen what his grave looks like? I feel that his grave is going to be, like, similar to Napoleon's. Because Napoleon's grave was, like, so over the top still stands.
I was surprised at how modest it was. Like,
he's not there.
Yeah, he is.
No, but I feel like that there's, like...
Like a shrine somewhere.
Like, that's what they have outside for
maybe
people.
Maybe, like, underneath where people can't go, it's more elaborate. But what you see on the outside, like, I was taken aback at how kind of humble
it was. Yeah, I think it's literally just because, so, like, people wouldn't, like...
Won't vandalize it.
No, but
it's guarded. Like, we happen...
Oh, of course it is, because
we happen to get there at, like, their... You know how Arlington has the...
Yeah.
The unknown soldiers? Mm-hmm. And they do, like, a changing of the guard every half an hour. They do a changing of the guard.
I'm rolling my eyes at the fact that this is, like, a thing.
And we got to watch the changing of the guard. And, like, Neri and I were, like, the Jose Marti tomb.
See, that I would see.
It's right next to Fidel.
That's, like, so disrespectful.
That he's next to
him. That he chose to be... Because, like, Jose Marti's been dead for years. But Fidel chose to be buried there. Yeah. Like, if you're some fucking great... I'm sorry.
But the Jose Marti one is enormous.
It's lit.
I'm getting angry. Tell him I'm getting angry. Like, I feel it.
Yeah, no, it is. It's like, look, this is Fidens. He's inside that boulder.
It's so weird.
It is. It's like an egg. It's like the shape of an egg.
Like Gaga's egg from the Grammys?
Yes, but it's made of
granite. No, like it feels like bedrock. Stone.
Yeah.
Like bedrock.
Like he's living in Fred Flintstone's
house. Yeah, it looks like Fred Flintstone's house. That's exactly what it looks like without a roof.
I'm telling you, it looks like he's living at Fred Flintstone's house.
Well, but dying, do you see what I mean? Like this tall ass building behind it, that's Jose Marti's tomb.
Yeah, because he wanted to be there, buried on the...
That's exactly look. Why, because he's a fucking...
You probably open the door and it's like...
That stone right here is Fidel, and this is
Jose that looks Marti. Like he looks like fucking bedrock.
Yeah, but do you see what I mean? Like, it's very humble.
No, but that I'm telling you that, like, I feel that, like, inside of it or underneath, like, something, like...
This is Jose Marti's. And you, like, go...
I'm surprised.
We were listening to, like, a tour guide, and, like, there's each step in the stairs represents, like, one of the... I want to say colonies, but I don't think that's the right word. Like, the...
Provinces.
The provinces of Cuba.
That's pretty sweet.
That's nice.
Yeah, I feel like he's
just, like, I would, and like, look, you go inside and there's a statue of Jose Marti, and then you look down, like, on
I feel that they just did something simple to, like,
that's where he is,
and I feel like if they were, like, to
not draw attention,
yeah, to not draw attention, like, I feel like if it was a different, or if they were, I don't know, like, if the history books are changed.
So Neri and I thoroughly enjoyed the national anthem of Cuba. It's very, like, like, you can kind of dance to it.
You can, yeah.
It's great. You know, I got yelled at, and I've never been
less.
No, I got yelled at in the cemetery because I, like, crossed an invisible boundary that I didn't know was there.
You're gonna get shot.
Yeah, no, they didn't have guns, and I was terrified. I almost threw myself on the floor, and I wanted to cry.
It happened to my mom in Spain, but they were armed.
I didn't mean to laugh at you. What do you mean that they weren't?
Because, okay, so I was looking at, they have, like, this, like, monument thing. It's like a brass wreath.
Okay.
And then it has an eternal flame going on.
Okay.
And I was trying to, like, you can walk on the left side of it and the right side of it. You can, like, go around it. But you see how, like, the concrete, I'm showing them pictures. There's, like, the concrete is different colors. It's, like, a little bit yellowish, okay, and then gray. You can't step on the yellowish one. I didn't know that because there's no line. Like, there's no, like, barricade.
So what happened when you stepped, like, on it?
Neri and I were just trying to leave the cemetery. Like, we were just trying to walk back to our cab. And, you know, I wasn't going to, like, step on the, like, the little, like,
yeah,
platform that the monument was on. I was just trying to go around it. And I stepped on the yellow concrete. And they were like, Señora, tú no puedes ir por ahí. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Like, I'm never getting home again.
But it was so fucking scary. And Neri and I were both like, you know, like, we're being respectful. We were talking quietly. We weren't, like, when we approached where Fidel was and when we approached where Jose Marti was, I asked the guards that were there. I asked there was employees and there was guards. And I asked the employees, I'm like, are we allowed to take pictures?
When you go visit a lot of countries, there's a lot of stuff you can't
exactly take. That's why, like, I asked, I'm like, are we allowed to take pictures? And we were still, like, kind of far away from, like, there's, like, a little gate before you get to the, you can't even get to the stone, obviously, but there's, like, a little wall where you can get close enough, and we weren't anywhere near that little wall, and they're like, you can get closer, and I was like, I can't. Like, I don't want,
like,
to,
I'll tell you, like, that's, like,
anything,
one of my fears
that's gonna get me in trouble.
Like, I've, like, that's one in Cuba in general, that's another one of my issues with going there. Is that even though I am a born and raised American, I still have a fear because they can, by law, there is a law on the books that they can choose,
yeah,
to keep you as a descendant.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, my grandmother's family were, like, huge Batista supporters and, like, big against the revolution. And they were the so my grandmother's family's from Matanzas, which is another one of the provinces. And, like, they were the governing family. So, like, my uncles, my great uncles, whatever, were all, like, representatives and senators and
right,
governors, et cetera. Right. So it was people that during the revolution wouldn't, would have, like, they wouldn't have supported, they didn't, and
right,
support Castro. So, like, my mom has always feared going there because of that, because right, of her last name, and because they could,
that
her
makes
maiden
sense,
name rather, because they can choose to hold you there as a descendant, and then, like, yeah, make you basically suffer consequences
for your family's actions
60 years ago, 70 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it's the same reason that I go to, let's say, when I used to go to Mexico, I've seen enough of those, like, abroad locked shows. Up abroad. Yeah, man. So Cuba like scares me even more. Besides the fact of like, I just don't want to be
there. Yeah, Cuba terrifies me, and like that's why. Might be. Yeah, we were super careful to be respectful, because I mean, walking into the cemetery, there's no like guard gate, like there's no like, you know, checking in or whatever. Anybody can just kind of walk in, but there's somebody standing by the entrance, stopping you and asking you what your nationality is.
They ask you your nationality.
Yeah, we walked by and they were like, "Excuse me, where are you from?" And like, they, obviously in Spanish. And I like she said it, and I wasn't expecting it because she was kind of like in the shade, and we were just walking on the sidewalk. But she was like in the grass in the shade, and we're walking by her, and she was like, she like popped out of nowhere. And she was like, "What's your nationality?" And Neri and I was like, "Excuse, perdón," and I said perdón. I answered her in Spanish, and then she was like, "Where are you from?" in English. So I was like, oh, we're from the United States, and we have our passports, whatever. So, but it was still like, it was very interesting.
I feel like that would scare me. Like, honestly, like if they asked me like where I'm from, I'd be like, I don't wanna.
You just say the United States. You have a U.S. passport.
I know, but still, it's like creepy.
But yeah, so I feel like I learned a lot, and I feel like I don't know if I understand the plight of Cubans more, but I do feel more connected to it because of what's happening in Venezuela. So
you woke.
I'm woke, yo.
Pound. Don't do that.
Your grandma, pound, pound. Your mother's calling you.
What is it? Pound, pound, scissors.
Your mom's calling you.
All right, guys, let's pause right here because our pizza's here.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, I smelled the fire. Welcome back. Thanks for holding, guys. Our pizza was delicious.
It was. I really was.
I really needed that.
Like, I'm not going to lie. That felt really nice, and it made me very happy. And bacon on pizza, I had never had before. Not going to pretend.
Bacon on pizza is good, but not with the pineapple.
But pineapple gave it a, like,
pineapple does not belong on pizza.
It does. I'm a big fan of salty sweet.
No.
I'm not like a super huge fan of salty sweet, but bacon with pineapple on a pizza, I love.
I'm usually a ham and pineapple. I've never had bacon and pineapple.
That's an abomination.
You're an abomination.
I think we should ask people on when this episode airs.
Oh, people have very strong feelings.
Yeah, so I think we should like bring it up because like I'm a fan of it, but also I'm also a fan of I will try food in general. Like Jeff,
don't you like ginger on weird stuff?
I love ginger
that was
on pizza.
She was pregnant.
I still do it now.
Yeah. She came over here one day with a jar of ginger dressing.
That was delicious. What was with it? Apple slices.
Apple slices.
Okay, but at least that like kind of goes together. But on pizza?
Yeah, well, when I was pregnant, I was getting heartburn.
So weird.
I ate a lot of like pickled ginger. And I was at one point I just got to, because pickled ginger is also very good to help with your digestion and with like heartburn. So it just got to the fact
really
that
you really are aging yourself right now.
Well, but it really is.
But it is like they recommend ginger.
But that's something an old lady would say. I ain't
gonna... Or someone that likes Eastern medicine. Sorry, I got pizza. I got all spicy.
She neck rolled.
I got hit on by a 28-year-old. I'm good right now.
He was 13, 15 years ago. Just saying.
Why do you have to ruin it, Stephanie? But
that's what I do.
Yeah, but so I at one point I just like cut the middleman out, and I would just like put the ginger, pickled ginger, on my pizza because I knew the pizza was gonna make me get heartburn.
Might as well skip a step.
Yes, I skipped a step. So it's like I'd use the remedy with the food.
Yeah,
but yeah, like I'm a believer in a pineapple is okay on pizza.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And but I know that it is a worldwide divide.
Oh yeah.
I had to stop for a while because I got like a stomach flu. Like the day after I had
from the pepperoni?
No, not from the pizza. Pineapple? I guess I was coming down with it and I like it hit me the day after, like in the morning. And I threw up chunks of pineapple.
Yep. Oh no.
And for like two years I couldn't eat pineapple on my pizza, but now I'm back to it and it's fine. We're good.
Yeah, no, that doesn't
seem and pineapple are friends again.
Yeah. That sounds really bad.
It was gross.
Like
was
I'm not happy right now.
Me neither. No, I'm like I'm reliving the experience and I'm really not enjoying it.
Why would you bring that up, Vanessa?
I blame the wine. Oh, did we talk about the wine?
No.
Oh shit. All right, guys.
We're giggly.
Yeah, we are drinking like the second episode in a row of mom wines. We are drinking a Cabot Pinot Grigio. We're drinking a white wine without a guest, guys. We are branching out. We are growing in shit. But yeah, this is like the most basic of mom wines. It comes in a ginormous bottle.
No, I think like a
boxed wine.
No, well, yeah.
No, I think like a Behringer. Good,
though, but like a Behringer
pink.
White Zinfandel.
I grew up with this shit in my fridge. So to me, it's like the basics of mom wines because it's what my mom still drinks to this day. A
Behringer White Zinfandel is pretty.
This is my mom's go-to, so that's why
mine was my.
She's not a regular mom; she's a cool mom.
My pre-red wine days was Moscato.
Of course, it was.
I loved Moscato. Like Moscato,
I feel the pizza moving.
Oh my god!
Moscato. What?
Sorry, I just had like a moment because I just saw somebody Instagram a party that they designed, and I'm dying. Stuff
in a good way or a bad way?
No, like in an amazing way. Oh, like I want this. It in my life.
Yeah, no, I saw this. I've seen it 17 times.
But it's like the
I know.
So it's just like
that was a party for people in the industry. So it was like by industry people for industry people. So it was like super over the top.
That is so over the top that I'm obsessed.
No, I loved it. I love it.
But yeah, because it's not like your usual. Like somebody wouldn't pick that.
No, they would. But it's just. There's a very small
it's
percentage of people that would do that.
That was nice. But yeah, so I think we should hashtag on Wednesday. Are you a pineapple person or a non-pineapple person on your pizza? And let the chaos ensue. And hopefully it'll ensue on our page.
Hopefully.
So is there anything... So I think because it is October 3rd where this is coming out, and also it is a Wednesday, do we have any mean girl-ish comments, stories?
I mean, my life is mean girls, but no.
Well, you are a mean girl.
I know. That's fine. But I've come to accept this, and I'm okay with it.
Who are you?
What do you mean?
Are you
like, really even asking me
Rachel McAdams? Or like, are you like Amy Poehler now?
Why would I? No, because I don't have... like girls number one, and I don't have a child that age, but I don't want to be that because that's lame.
You don't want to be Amy Poehler. You don't want to be a cool mom.
Super lame.
You don't want to be a regular
mom. I have that t-shirt though. It says I'm not a regular mom, I'm a cool mom. Someone gave it to me when Link was born, like the birthday I had right before Link was born. Someone gave it, Fanny gave it to me, I think. Yeah, I think it was Fanny. But but no, I Mean Girls is one of my favorite movies of all time, so I'm always like prepared for it. I quote it constantly.
Mm-hmm. Like that's your goal. You guys' go to quote thing. Like it's funny because
That and Friends. Just because we've seen it a lot.
I quote
Clueless a lot.
Like Clueless is more my go to quote.
Yeah, but I was watching Clueless and I quote it a lot. Like a lot.
Because it's amazing.
Yeah, I know Clueless is great. I got to live out my Clueless fantasies.
I saw the Jeep.
On the trip to California, we rented to go up to Malibu Wine Safari because we weren't going to Uber. We Ubered basically everywhere, but Ubering to Malibu was going to be a lot of money. So it was going to cost way less to just rent the car for the day than it was to Uber. But we rented a white Jeep, like Cher's white Jeep. And we drove through like...
As you should.
Through like Beverly Hills and like...
Yeah, Missy sent me that picture and I was like, that's amazing.
Did you see mine though? I haven't posted it yet, but this is again like this whole trip to California that I did with my girlfriends, like might as well been a book called How to Be Basic as Fuck. Like
oh my god, Stephanie. Vanessa, have you seen that picture?
I saw it yesterday. It is
that is up there. That is almost as basic as your Salute to the Hills picture.
Oh, the Salute to the Hills picture was super.
When you guys posted basic. That, I literally was like.
I
didn't
post it. I said I'm drawing the line.
Well, I think it was Lisa that posted
family,
it.
That's our family portrait.
But see, that's that could be just generic
cutie Christmas
picture.
Card.
Yeah, like it does. But no, they did a picture that they were at their
We went to this place called Saddle Rock Ranch, which we talked about. We talked about I brought wine back. It was their wine on our previous episode. So it's called Saddle Rock Ranch. They have this thing that they do there called Malibu Wine Safari. Because they have animals on property, some are boarded there, but some are just sanctioned there. I don't know if that's the word, but some just live there. like Stanley the giraffe was a former giraffe child actor, and he got to be. I promise this
that's
is a story.
Quite,
they told,
I know, but that's quite a story a
they told. They and he got to be too tall to be on camera. Apparently, once a giraffe reaches 12 feet, they can't be on camera anymore because they're too tall to fit in the frame.
Could Stanley have also been Jeffrey?
No, but he was the giraffe from The Hangover 3 that gets his head cut off in the overpass.
Oh my god.
That's him. So
he's
that's
the one in the car. That didn't actually happen to him.
Right. Sure. His head is still attached.
His head is still attached. They fed it.
Right.
But he
was the giraffe that they used.
They could have reattached it.
Okay, so that's how science works.
Nearly headless neck.
Again, that's how science works.
No more wine for you.
So they had llamas that were very clever.
Say the name of the llamas. Say the name of the llamas.
Oh yeah, read all the llamas.
Okay, hold on.
I love the name of the llamas. The llamas is my favorite.
Wait, while she's looking up the name of the llamas, I have your motivational quote of the day.
Okay.
Ready? You can do it. Put your back into it.
Oh.
No.
Ice Cube. No?
Yeah, but
that's your motivational quote for the day.
Okay, so the llamas were all named.
I enjoyed it.
Dalai Lama. Lama Sutra, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama.
I love those two.
Kendrick Lama, M. Night Shyamalama, and Lama Odom.
No, but what was the other one? There was other ones that were funny.
They also have alpacas.
There it is. That's
the yaks.
Yaks.
They had alpacas named Ziggy Marley and Damian Marley. They had four donkeys named Dixie, Champ, Taquito, and Burrito. Which is racist because they're donkeys. They have two.
But it's not really wrong.
They have two Tibetan yaks named Yikity Yak and Don't Talk Back.
I love that.
And then they have zebras named Zabrina and Marty McFly, perfect. Which I thought was hilarious. So
perfection.
Marty McFly just seems like rando there.
No, Marty from Madagascar, and then McFly because zebras constantly have they're like constantly
okay,
like flipping.
Okay, I'll give
Why
it to.
Why do
him.
I have to explain everything to you?
I'm drunk.
Poor viejito.
Poor year old lady.
I was gonna make a statement. I forgot what it was.
So, but anyway, so the
anyone's
reason
surprised?
It's called Saddle Rock. Well, first of all, one of the things that you pass. Like you drive up and you see on the way up is the Bachelor Mansion, so that was cool.
It was like on the way to the
it's in the mountains in Malibu, so it's on the way up.
Because I've driven that road because I've gone to Malibu once, right. Like to Malibu Family Wines there.
You're absolutely right. Like that drive makes me regret not going to Pepperdine University.
Now you see it. Okay, so just to let you know, before Stephanie left to California, and she told me she was going to go to Malibu and to the Malibu area vineyards, I told her that I had been there for work several times and that we did the drive, which is like more or less from
it's like 45 minutes from LA.
Yeah, it's from LA, and we were in like the Calabasas area and where they shot basically the offices where they used for Demolition Man, the police station. And we drove from there to the Malibu Wine Safaris and on to Pacific Coast Highway. And I was unaware of the fact when I first went that Pacific Coast Highway is Pepperdine University, and I go to Steph, I go, once you go, you're going to regret.
I didn't think that it was like right on the fucking beach. Like it's right on the fucking beach. Like there's like the school ends and then there's the street and then there's the beach, and I was like, okay,
you get it now.
So I get it. Anyway, so, but that's like right around the corner from where we were. It was like literally like maybe like a couple blocks down. Well, once you get down from the mountain.
Yeah, exactly. It's,
you're on the PCH and then you have to go up the mountain. So I got to drive. We all took turns driving and I got to drive going up the mountain, which is fucking terrifying.
Yes.
Because there's no guardrail. It's like barely any guardrails. And the roads are narrow when I'm driving this. I mean, I drive a Tahoe on a regular basis, so it wasn't that.
Yeah, but mountain driving is so different.
Mountain driving is different. I think the Jeep is wider. I think it's a little bit wider. So, so I was just like trying to be like calm and collected, but I was like, I told them at one point, I'm like, this is a little scary. I'm not gonna lie. So, but anyway, the it's called Seattle Rock Ranch because the top of the mountain, there's like a rock, there's like a rock formation. It looks like it's in the shape of a rock, a saddle. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. So they told us that it's like the basic bitch Mecca because our tour guide was telling us, she's like, every group of girlfriends that comes in here, they do all the same shit. And she told us like, what are the good basic bitch poses and like what we should do and where we should take pictures.
I love that they told you how to pose. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, so
amazing.
Yeah, so we actually took a picture like standing facing the camera but with the mountain behind us, but then she's like, turn around and lift your glasses, and I was like, oh my god, this is like so basic. And she's like this is the basic bitch Mecca, just like play along, just
FYI.
So
Lisa, one of the girls that went on the trip, posts the picture, and I literally was like, that is officially the most basic picture that you guys like. And I was waiting for your
trip was just us being super basic.
Did you guys get to
and
go
it
to
worked
Runyon
really
Canyon?
Well.
Okay, so Fanny went to Runyon Canyon. So by the time we had planned Runyon Canyon for like Tuesday, which was the day we were gonna leave, well, the day before we were gonna leave, and Tuesday we had just had plans to just like kind of chill out because we had done so much that Tuesday we were just like, let's just hang out by the pool a little bit. But Fanny really wanted to go to Runyon Canyon.
Yeah, I loved Runyon Canyon.
Missy got sick on the trip. Like, yeah. Started coming down with a cold on the trip, so like maybe a day or two into it, she was already like not up for doing as much because she was just not feeling well. And then I just wanted like an opportunity to sleep. And
I mean, so you're on vacation without your husband and your child, you sleep.
Yeah. So Fanny got up and did it herself.
Yeah, I've done it, and
she like Ubered to Runyon Canyon by herself.
The reason I ask is because I've done Runyon Canyon, and like that. There is, and I have my basic pictures from there of like sitting on the giant bench that's like overlooking the city, and like, you know.
Yeah, she took that picture too, but it's just, I just didn't want to get up.
No,
I didn't want to go to Runyon Canyon to begin with.
It's exhausting.
And but everybody had certain things on the trip that like we wanted, that each person wanted to do, and we like humored them and we did it. So like Missy wanted to go to this bookstore that we went to.
The bookstore was amazing.
The last bookstore.
It was super cool, but it's in downtown LA. It's not in the greatest neighborhood, and even on a Sunday morning where they had like a farmer's market outside, it still seemed a little seedy. And there's I've traveled a lot, and I've been to other countries and stuff. I don't think I've seen homeless people like we saw in LA. Like, I think it was...
There's a lot of homeless people,
but
in LA.
It was, like, worse than New York. It was, like, worse than, like... Than like Europe, where there's just a lot of like street people anyway.
Fun fact, I'll tell you, the most homeless people I've seen is in Portland, Oregon.
Really?
That's a fun fact. You don't expect it, but downtown Portland, Oregon?
Yeah. So
shit ton of-
I had never been to downtown. I've been to LA two other times before this, but I had never been to downtown LA. I don't want to really go back there.
I know
that there's not a lot to do downtown because like LA kind of grew around its downtown. And
I think I told you something about downtown LA and you're like, oh, we're not going to go there.
Well, because I didn't know that this place was in downtown LA until we started driving there, and I saw where we were going, because the last two times I had been, I went as an adult, and then like because I was like the older one of the group, like rental cars were always in my name, so I always drove. So I'm familiar with like LA streets and traffic patterns or whatever. So I started noticing where we were heading, and I was looking at the GPS like in the Uber, and I was like, "Oh, we're going into downtown." So, downtown LA doesn't have the greatest reputation, but I mean, it was fine. Like it was literally like.
I mean, you're here talking about it.
It was
so
10 o'clock in the morning. So,
like, oh, so you're fine. It's not like me when we arrived in LA and I got behind the wheel out of LAX and ended up in Crenshaw.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It was like 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, you were gonna go see Moesha,
and literally, like my GPS, I was like, no, I don't want to go there. Like it was like, go here, mate. I'm like, and at one point, I just looked around and I go, we're in fucking Crenshaw.
So,
and I'm like.
Thankfully, that didn't happen to us.
No, yeah, because I.
But we did a lot of really fun stuff. I mean, we went to the Saved by the Bell pop up, which was like
that seems cool.
Everything I wanted it to be. It was like so 90s and so it was perfectly detailed. Everything was great. They were like playing old episodes. It was
it's awesome.
It was fucking fantastic. We went to the Grove, which is like that super famous like outdoor mall.
Yeah, I love that
better
place.
Than Art Grove.
Yeah.
No, it's a different idea. Like I've gone there a couple times when we were in town and just hung out there before my flights.
It kind of reminds me of like what City Walk. What is it?
Yes, I will.
It reminded me more of was actually like Universal. Merrick Park. Actually, was
yeah,
because it's higher end stores, so it's like,
and it's got like
Missy had never been into an Anthropology, so we made her go.
She's never been to Anthropology,
Missy.
Yeah,
what? She's never been to an Anthropology,
Missy.
I'm questioning my friendship,
Missy. Kimberly Vanderbeek basically. Is the definition but then she of Anthropology?
Like a stroke when she saw that a candle was like $27.
Oh yeah, yeah. We don't look at those things.
So
you don't just buy it and move on.
You don't. Yeah.
So
it's like a 15 times higher Urban Outfitters.
Yeah. Well, it's the same company as Urban
Outfitters.
That's what
I mean. Like, but it's like they're like, but it's like Gap I told, to Banana Republic.
Well, that's like I told her, I'm like, this is where every basic bitch shops. Yep. So,
granted, I'm raising my hand.
So, but it was really nice. We did the Warner Brothers Studio tour, which was amazing. They still have like the set of Central Perk. So, like, I didn't cry because I forced myself not to.
I would have allowed tears,
but
I would have cried.
I really had to like
I would have thrown myself on the couch and cried.
I mean, I couldn't do that because there's like a little baby line that you have to make to like take pictures and they kind of don't let you linger on there too long because they know if not like the line builds up.
I don't care.
Then they have like a coffee shop that's set up like separate from the set. They have a coffee shop that's set up like Central Park. It's really just a coffee bean. It's nothing like, but they have like the window and.
I think that's like the most that like I miss about LA because I am a big coffee bean person.
Coffee bean is good. I don't like their teas as much as I like the Starbucks.
No, they have a white chocolate mocha that is just makes my life happy.
What else did we do? Oh, and then like on our last night was the night. Well, we went to hold on. Our first night, we took Fanny, it was her birthday, and we took her to a drag show, and then we went to the Abbey. And if you don't know what the Abbey is, did you ever go to the Abbey? So, where are you going?
My dog is whining.
Oh, that's what it is. No, yeah,
So the Abbey is like...
It's what...
It's like probably one of the most famous gay clubs in the country.
I was gonna say, I was like, it's what I would say, if you ever watch Queer as Folk, what that is, like, their nightclub is... based on.
Oh, it's like churchy like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like
so the Abbey is literally like church themed. It's got like stained glass and like statues of saints and angels and like crucifixes on the wall, but it's a gay club. It's a gay club, but there's a lot of different types of people there.
Yeah, because we had a church here, but
no, it wasn't.
That was gothic-y. I love that place.
But this was.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
I listened to our last episode.
I grew up at the church and the kitchen club.
So, but I mean, there were plenty of like gay couples and single gays there, but there were lesbians, there were straight couples. You know, we made gay friends and we had a grand old time. They also played the best music of any club I've ever been to.
That's like going to Score on Lincoln. Like Score plays better music.
I don't
music.
Think it exists anymore.
Oh, I'm so old now. But like Score and like was the best music you could find.
Yeah, because we walked in and like within 5 minutes they were playing Cher and I was like, I literally did this.
I feel your story checks out.
She just dropped her mic and like threw her arms up in the air like LeBron James and just stayed with her arms
like
spread
she
out
needs
wide.
Baby powder,
dude. I
in her hands.
One
just
of
like
one of the drag. One of the drag queens performed.
I really wish we were recording this, right? Like video recording this.
We need to do one.
One of the drag queens performed to Lucky. That's my favorite Britney Spears
song. That is
song.
One of like the best.
And like
Mine's
you
stronger.
Rarely hear that song. You rarely hear that song. But like when I heard, we like lost our minds. And then the last night, which is the night that like I kind of do what I wanted to do, my good friends indulged me and like we did like the Vanderpump crawl. So
You had told me you weren't gonna go to pump.
We weren't, but then they're all in walking distance from each other. We had time to kill because Tom Tom was closed for a private party until 11. And we finished our dinner like around 9:45. So we had like an hour to kill. So we had dinner at Sir, which was awesome. I wasn't expecting much of the food and it was decent enough. And then Drew Carey was sitting at the table next to us with some like his like 25-year-old girlfriend and like her friend. And it was like that friend's birthday and they brought like a sparkler out. And I'm like, way to draw attention to Drew Carey sitting in the corner. But okay.
Well, don't go out for your birthday, for your friend's birthday.
Right. So then we did. So Pump is like literally like three doors down. And the Abbey's actually in between Sir and Pump. So it was
Jesus, like, that like
it's this is how it is. It's Sir. It's like an empty lot that they're like there's like under construction. A Christian Louboutin store. And then at the Abbey. And I was like, all right, I could live here. I could be right here. This is fine. So we went to Pump. Pump is beautiful.
Yeah, like, when I saw your picture at Pump, I was like, was Lance there?
No, he wasn't. But we ran into some people from The Bachelor, which I know that you don't, you get neither one of you care about. But not they were really sitting at the table next to us. The only reason we figured it out or we even noticed it, well, Fanny noticed because she had seen them, but she was going to text me. But our waiter was like fanboying on them. And then he asked, he's like, can you take a picture of us? And I turned around. I was like, oh, it's you people. So
who was it?
It was
for our listeners. Maybe our listeners care.
This current season of Bachelor in Paradise that just ended, it was Chris and Crystal.
Okay.
So
if any of you watch the show and that means something to you, there you go.
They were really nice in person. And Chris is, he's one of those guys that like, there's certain people that go on Bachelor in Paradise and then on their season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette are like awful. Mm-hmm. But then they turn it around or they just get a better edit for Bachelor in Paradise. And that's what happened to this guy, Chris. Like, he was a total douche lord on mm-hmm. his season of The Bachelorette. And then on Bachelor in Paradise, he was like kind of endearing.
Well, that's nice.
And then we made our way to Tom Tom, which was like the highlight of my night. Because there was like a little tiny line just to get in because they were clearing out that private party that they had closed for. And Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval were like on the street just smoking cigarettes and like saying hi to people and just nice. Walking up and down the line like, hey, thank you for coming, so nice to meet you. So I like beelined for them and I was like, can I take a picture with you guys? They're like, yeah, sure. So I have a picture.
Yeah, well, sure.
I have pictures with, and then we walked inside and like that place is super cool and like steampunky and like very like industrial.
Ooh, like,
yeah, it was very cool. All her restaurants are very distinctly themed, but they're very different from each other.
That's nice.
So they're, it's not,
it's a different like, experience.
Yeah, it's everything has a different experience. And then as we walked further to the back, I had the honor and privilege to meet the white Kanye West, DJ James Kennedy. and he like stayed and talked to us for like a good 10 minutes. Like he was nice enough. I mean, he still has that air of like douche around him, but he was cool about it. So I had a great night.
Good.
I had a great time in general, but that night was fantastic. No, your Lisa Vanderpump, though, unfortunately.
Well, I think you were close enough. But
no, because we went to Sir at 8 o'clock.
Well, what day was it?
A Tuesday. Oh. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And Lance wasn't there.
You know what
and
I Michael think, though? They had just wrapped filming, though, so I think that they're probably not.
And Lance or Michael weren't there.
I did not see them. I would have died. I would have died a slow and painful death.
And you would have had to like call me and I would have FaceTimed your death.
Sleeping because it was like,
doesn't
it was
matter.
Like 10:30 LA time.
Oh, because if you would have met last pass, you wouldn't have called me.
You wouldn't have been up.
You would have called me?
I would have called you, but you wouldn't have been awake.
That's not the question that is on the table right now. Even if I don't wake up for it, I expect the effort to be made.
You have to do it anyway.
Yeah, like, even if I'm not going to wake up, you know.
No. If you would have met Lance Bass, you needed to get a recording. This is Lance Bass, and you're listening to Mamas and Merlot. Like, yeah. You needed to have done that.
So
I would have disowned you as a friend.
It was
for
fun.
Christy's sake. Really thank you.
That's like saying that, like, if it was, like, 3 a.m, you wouldn't have called me if you ran into Sebastian Stan. That's just rude.
How could you not pass the phone? Be like, Sebastian Stan, talk to my friend Christy.
She may not be awake. Hold
Leave
on.
Leave her a voicemail. We're
going to try. And then you can go cut her lawn. Because there's a whole story about, there's a whole fantasy that she has that she needs to talk to you about.
Like, listen, I'll pay you $60 what I normally pay my grass guy.
I think Sebastian Stan is really starving for those $60.
No, he needs to live out the fantasy for Chrissy. Just do it.
Just do it. I've seen you shirtless and oiled.
Not great, but this is like the Griffith Observatory, which that's is like beautiful. The nicest view.
Yeah, I've been up there. That's like amazing.
I love that. It's one of my favorite spots.
So I've only been to LA one time, and it was in a layover, and I didn't even get to.
Okay,
the
no, airport, you need to go.
So
I need to like, go. I
you was, heard Neri. We need to go to LA.
I got very lucky. I went twice with my friends, and then I was very, very lucky that my so job.
She just showed me a picture of her like looking out the Central see, that Perk was window.
What we were supposed to be doing.
It's amazing.
But yeah, like I got very, very lucky, and my job sent me to LA over the course of 4 months, every 2 weeks. So I got to spend
why do you want
a
me to
lot of time in
why?
LA, and I'm very appreciative.
Stupid Gilmore Girls gazebo that means something to people.
Oh, it yeah. does. It means a lot.
It means a lot. A lot. Whatever. A lot, a lot.
Whatever. Oh, Stephanie brought us all presents. She brought me the yeah. a frame, the
look
frame
how cute
from
we
the
are.
I saw the picture. And she brought me a pen from Pretty Little Liars. She brought and it's me amazing and sparkly.
The
and pink.
Friends frame.
You should have tracked down the Pretty Little Golf Cart.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it there.
Because they're using it for the perfectionists now, so it's still on the lot.
Yeah, but nothing was... So we went on the lot on a Sunday where the only thing that was filming was Lip Sync Battle. Oh. So they said
was Chrissy
was
there?
Yeah. I didn't see her, but I was in her...
Chrissy was
I was
there?
In her aura.
You were Chrissy adjacent.
I was Chrissy adjacent. And you could hear it because they have a place where they store all the Batman vehicles. They call it the Batcave because it's literally like just where they store all the vehicles from the films. And when we were there, I think Lip Sync Battle was shooting a stage or two over because you could hear the music.
I don't care who was performing on there. Like, I literally just want to meet and hang out with and be BFFs with Chrissy Charlie, with oh, yeah, Chrissy Teigen.
For sure.
Chrissy Teigen, you have an open invitation to come play with us.
Oh, yeah. We love you. And on Sunday, we will be at Target for your new line.
This apparently was like some campaign, some cafe in Gilmore Girls.
That's Luke's.
That one.
And it's also actually...
That was like some fucking...
That Miss Patty.
That's Miss Patty's. Yeah, that's the ballet studio.
Yeah, that's what they said.
You are such a bitch.
I don't care for Gilmore Girls.
But it doesn't matter, like, but this is like Girls. Some place, and this is like
but
some
Stars
other place.
Stars Hollow is also the same exact like lot
as Rosewood.
As Rosewood.
Oh, no, and the courthouse still says Rosewood Police Department. It still says that because they're using it for the
Because Luke's is also the Rosewood... the Applewood Grill.
No, well, it's not.
Luke's was Applewood Grill.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The exterior.
They didn't say that.
The exterior.
So yeah.
Because Lorelai's house, the Lorelai's, porch.
So Lorelai's house is funny. It's still there. It doubles. It's a double sided set. So one side is the back of Spencer's house, and then the other side is the front of Lorelai's house, and then the interiors are Suki's house.
Oh my god, how funny is that?
But you see Spencer's house, and they have the barn. It was fun.
Yeah, at that moment you're like, there's an A around here.
So.
Yay. So I'm glad you had a good time.
A great time. I missed you guys. I would have
I know. I
want to
do this like total basic.
Can we do,
like I want a total basic weekend with you guys.
Yeah,
like,
we need,
I want
like,
to do
a mama's getaway.
Okay.
And I will do every basic picture you want.
Oh, me too.
I only do basic pictures on vacation. So that's fine.
Granted, that's okay, what they're
so
for.
We got it. We're done.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, duh.
So we drank our Cavit.
We did. We drank our basic mom Pinot.
As we talked about the basic
like 20
LA
minutes
trip.
Ago. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
You know what? It's good white.
Yeah.
It's a good Pinot Grigio.
It's
we did,
light.
Yeah.
It's easy to drink. It's actually, I don't like drinking wine with ice, but this is like the one that my mom takes when we go to the beach. So I pay, like I get my little water bottle that holds the ice really cold. So it keeps the wine cold. And it's actually pretty good with ice.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with that.
I enjoyed it. If you like a light white, this is... Two thumbs up for me.
Facts. Same
so,
here.
If you have a wine recommendation for us, guys, talk to us. We want to hear from you.
If you hate pineapple on pizza.
If you don't like something that pineapple we said. Like, if you disagree with us, write to us. Let's have a discussion. Talk to us. Please. Please talk to us. Please. And you can send us an email to mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT, @gmail.com. And it's spelled the same on our Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Tumblr. And we're on Acast and iTunes and on the Geek Bro Network, which has a whole bunch of other podcasts like What's Up Bro, Mount Geekmore, Zeros on Heroes, What's Good, Shiver, Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness, The Talking Geek, and I always feel like I'm missing somebody, but I think I hit everyone. So that is it. We love your faces, and cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I thought you were going to sneeze. I was like waiting to say bless you.
I felt like I was going to sneeze and then I stopped. Cheers, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.